What is up, everybody? It's your boy Brandon hollering from you from the beautiful 606. And if you're not from the 606, that's just another word for Eastern Kentucky. Guys, you know, this is episode 3, title Random Ass Shit. You're drinking with Brandon tonight, y'all. Live it up. You know what it's all about. Guys, first off, I hope everyone had a good weekend, a safe weekend. I hope no one done some crazy shit. If you did, let me know about it. I hope everyone was safe, though. On other words, this is Tuesday night. I don't work tomorrow. So, you know, your boy's got some drinks aside. He drinking, sipping on some whiskey, 100 proof. And I'm drinking on some Michelob Amberbach. I'm just as confused as you are. Why Amberbach? I have no fucking clue. I asked the wife on the phone. I said, babe, while you're out, please pick me up some beer. And she brings me Michelob Amberbach. Well, you know what? Fuck it. It's not half bad. I tried it. It's decently good beer. I just don't do a lot of Michelob. It's nothing against Michelob. It's if I'm going to drink fucking water, I'm just going to drink water. It's watered down piss. I still drink it, but, you know, it's really watered down. I mean, there's a reason that motherfucker only got like 3 carbs in it. Or 2.5 or 1.5. I don't fucking know. How many carbs are in this thing? Ooh, 5.1 alcohol. That's what's up. Okay, I can't find it. Anyways, though. But no, I hope everyone had a good weekend. You know what this weekend consists of? It was the Super Bowl. Yes, I know we're all tired of hearing about it, but this is my podcast, so I will mention it for a couple of seconds. Yes, the Kansas City Chiefs won. Yes, I told you in the last podcast, I really didn't care who would win. Now, I had, like I said, I had them both. It could have been either one. You had the 49ers and the Chiefs. Now, a lot of analyzers are going like, hey, did the Chiefs win it or did the 49ers just blow it? Me personally, and being the fucking guru of football I am, I think the 49ers blew it. You cannot tell me you can go in the half 20-10 and just walk out fucking dick a swinging and not thinking what was their plan was to, hey, Jimmy G, you know, throw some darts out there and hopefully they don't get interceptions. You know, that was their plan and they got fucked up. Dude, you had a great offensive line and some really good, decently great running backs. Like, use them. Nope, nobody listens to old Brandon now. But you know what happened? They got the big old L, and Kansas City came out with the trophy. So, yeah. But the fucked up thing is no one's really talking about the Super Bowl. I know everyone knows what I'm about to say. The biggest controversy right now this past couple days have been the halftime show. Me personally, I digged it. I fucking did. I digged that shit. I thought it was awesome. I have nothing against it. I have nothing at all. To me, the people complaining are the same people that say, quit fucking cussing around my kids. And it's just like, buddy, you said the F word just now. It's like, you know, that's the people that's commenting this shit. And, I digged it, though. Fucking fucked up thing, though, was my mom was to my left, my wife was to my right, and I'm over here watching this show, buddy, and I popped a chub. I ain't gonna lie about it. It was half a chub, and that shit was awkward as shit. That was, I can't explain it in words. It was just real awkward. But can you blame me? Did you not see that dancing? God, boy. Oh, man. That's some booty shaking. Like, Shakira was doing her thing. J-Lo came out doing her thing. She looked good for 52. God, she does. But it's just like, I like the music. I like the dancing. I was getting jiggy with it. And then all of a sudden, I looked down, and it's like, whoa, where'd you come from? And then I looked to my wife, and I know she knew. I know she knew. Because her smart ass goes, hey, honey, will you go get me something to drink? And I'm like, to myself, in my head, though, I'm like, bitch, you got 2 legs. But in my mouth, I said, but baby, can't you go get them? I knew she fucking knew too, cause she was trying to get me I was not standing up. Fuck the, how awkward would that have been to stand up with half a chub with your parents in the room? Hey, mom, dad, come watch the Super Bowl. And then they leave knowing they saw that shit. No, hell no. Thank you. Not today. Not today. But that's my wife for you. She's a jerk like that. Love or hate her. She's an asshole. And she's good at it, too, and she knows it. She is a douchebag sometimes. Like, I love her. She is my best friend. She is my rock. She's the reason, like I said, you know, I give a lot of my boys credit for this podcast, but my wife's the ones that's pushing me and saying, hey, you need to do this and all that. She's my rock. She's my best friend. But at the same time, I kind of want to punch her in the face. But not like that. With, like, the thought of, like, a cloud punching her. I would never strike my wife. But she's an asshole. Like, straight up, like, mean. And I'll tell you why. It's like one... Okay, don't blame me, but I don't know what goody powder was. Yeah, I know what you're all thinking. This dude, he doesn't know what goody powder is. Well, you know what? If I had a fucking headache, you know what I did? I fucking took Tylenol. If that shit didn't work, guess what? You got whiskey. So you got two options. You know what I'm saying? Wasn't real keen on what goody powder was. So, yeah, sue me. So one I come home, and on the table is this fucking, like, little thin piece of plastic and, like, fucking what I thought was Coke on the table. And I'm, like, straight up, like, very confused because I just came home, set my shit on the table like I usually do, put my lunchbox up, you know, all that shit. And I'm looking, I'm like, what the is there Coke on the table? Like, what the hell's going on here? Like, I'm looking around the house, like, looking for, like, FBI and shit. Like, I didn't know what was going down. And my wife walks in, she's like, oh. She was like, you don't know what that is? And I said, no. She's like, oh, that's not Coke, silly. That's goody powder. And I was like, goody powder? Huh. What do you do with it? And she's like, oh, it's like you snort it for headaches and stuff. It goes in your bloodstream faster. And I was like, oh, wait, what? You snort it? You don't snort it. You don't snort nothing. You can't. I was very confused. I was like, I know you're pulling my leg. And she has the best game face. She was like, no, I'm being dead serious. Like, it straight up goes in your bloodstream. It's for, like, headaches, stomach aches, and all that shit. And I was like, you snort it? Like, for real? And she's like, yeah. She's like, you didn't know that, silly? And I thought you knew everything. And I was like, of course I do, God. Baby, I was playing with you. I was making you think that I didn't know, that I know, that I knew, that you know, that I knew about this. So I did know. And she was like playing the game hard too, getting me to believe that you really snorted that shit. And I was like, well, do I snort it now? She's like, yeah, you just take it up to your nose and snort it off the plastic. And I'm over here like, oh, okay. And then, like, I'm over here, like, about to sniff this shit. And she's just like, no, don't do that shit. I didn't think you was that stupid. And I was like, well, you're the one, what? And she was like, I was just fucking with you. You don't snort that shit. You just put it in your mouth and drink something to swallow it down. And I was like, I was in shock. I was like, you motherfucker. You about had me snort this shit. I could have died. And she was just, oh, God, buddy. She was laughing up and down. Like, her face was blood red. She was just having a good old time, living it up. Brandon didn't know what goody powder was. Fuck that. I do now. So she can't play that joke on me. Fool me once. Ha, ha, ha. Fool me twice. Something. But, yeah. Love and hate my wife. She is an asshole. But I love her to death, and she's my best friend. But that is, like I said, yo, who does that? Straight up, who does that? Like, I swear to you all, I did not know what goody powder was. And she's over here like, snort it. And I'm like, okay, if my wife says it, it must be true. God, buddy, I was about fucking dumber than Homer Simpson in there, about to snort some fucking white powder. God, buddy, this ain't college again. I'm just kidding. Or am I? Oh, buddy. But that's my wife, though. Popping a chub. She wants me to get up in front of everybody. You know, walk in. She's got white powder on the table. Like, yo, boy, snort this. And I'm like, oh, God. So she's always fucking pulling my chain. But that's the kind of relationship we have. Gentlemen, if you're lucky enough to be married or get married or soon to be getting married and all that jazz, all I say is good luck. Good sir. Or, ladies listening, please don't destroy your man. I'm just kidding. That sounds horrible. But it's a give and take relationship. You know, you're giving a lot and they're taking a lot. And not in that kind of way either. You get this money, you give it to them. It's like, hey, baby, can I get this? No. Hey, baby, I thought about getting it. No. hey, baby, can I do? No. And I'm just like, what can I do? It's like, God, you got fucking taxes on shit. Get taxed for this, get taxed for that. About time I know, I didn't make no money. She got all the monies. And then I'm like, baby, can I please have this? No. And it's just like, you got to beg. It's like back when you was like a kid trying to get your boy to spend the night. It's like, baby, can I please get this? No. And it's like I said, it was back in the day. It's like, mom, can my boy please stay in the night? No. Boy, I can't tell you the similarities. But, like I said, she's my best friend. She's my rock. And like I said, I wouldn't be here today without her. And, you know, funny story is like, I'll bring up, and it's something she did in a good thing. You know, I'm not making fun of her for this. But, for Christmas, you know, she asked me, like, what do you want and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I don't need nothing. And you know how it is if you guys are couples. You know how it is. Oh, God, that's good. Oh, that's a good beverage. But, you know, Christmas around, you're like, hey, what do you want? What do you want? Blah, blah, blah. I told her I didn't want anything. And she's like, I know you've been wanting some AirPods. I said, baby, AirPods are for rich folk. We are poor as fuck. We cannot afford AirPods. Do not buy me AirPods. You know where the story of this is going. My loving, unconditional loving wife bought me AirPods. So, I have AirPods now. And I feel like a baller. I'm telling you, straight up, if you want to feel like a rich motherfucker, wear AirPods. Straight up. Not even gonna lie to you. At first, I didn't know the hidden potential or power of these things. They're just not things you listen, make phone calls with, and listen to music with. They are powerful, powerful accessories. And what I mean by this is, like, for instance, your boy gets out of the truck. He's going in the gas station. And, you know, the little pump thing wasn't working. So I had to walk in. So I walk in. And as I'm walking in, I'm wearing one AirPod. Because, of course, I'm talking to my wife on the other end. And, you know, that one AirPod does make you kind of look like a baller. I'm not going to even lie. And this guy, he's walking out. And as he's walking out of the door, he's like it's like he just released the door. And then he looks at me. And you could tell where his eyes are going. Like, I was reading his eyes. Yeah, I can read eye language. And he was his eyes were like at my AirPod in my ear. And it's like he straight up looked at it and was like, fuck, this dude opens the door for me. I'm not fucking lying about this. Opens the door and says, here you go, good sir. And I was like, damn. Okay, what's up? So I walk in. Yo, I'm like, that was really nice. Like, okay. All right. I walk over, get me a water like I usually do because, you know, I don't leave the gas station unless I'm getting something. And I pick up water, put it on the counter. And the guy straight up like, yes, sir, what do you need? Like, he does the same thing. After he says that, he looks at me, looks at my AirPod in my ear, and then goes, I go, well, I need a 50 on pump two, you know, because I'm fucking driving a diesel truck. Fuck my ass. He's like, oh, I got you, sir. I got you. He types in the numbers and shit. I pay for it. And as I'm paying, I forgot I had a water on the counter. I was like, oh, my gosh, my bad. Let me go ahead and pay for this. He pushes it. And says, no, I got you. The fuck you do? Like, what the hell? Like, what? Like, you work at a gas station. You got inventory, sir. Like, he goes, like, I was like, no, sir, I'll pay for it. He goes, no, it's good. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I got you, man. And he, like, straight up, like, nods at me. And I'm like, what is happening right now? The power of the AirPods. Straight up. By God, I can't believe I lived a year without them. God. But I'm about getting a chub talking about them. Untold power, son. Buddy, another circumstance like this happened. And I'm not shitting y'all. I was walking into Walmart one day. Also, one AirPod in, right? Talking, again, to my wife. Walking through Walmart, what 90% of everybody else does. And walking through Walmart, I forgot what I'm getting. You know, I'm asking her, hey, what do you need? You need this, blah, blah, blah. And this person randomly walks up to me and says, how are you doing today, sir? And like shakes my fucking hand. That dude did not work at Walmart. He was just an average Joe. What the fuck was going on? Like, he asked me if I needed help with anything. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm good. Thank you, though. Thank you. And it's just, like, straight up. After that, I knew it was. It just wasn't falseness. That was truth. There's power in them suckers. Like, straight up, untold, grunt power. Like, you wearing one of them, or two, you a baller. I don't care how you look at it. There's a reason people wearing them out. Today, I wore them out in public, wasn't even listening to nothing. I ain't gonna lie about it. I just wearing them. And it felt awesome. Don't judge me. Judge you for not doing it. There's so much potential behind them. Like, all this power is going to my head. Like, I was straight up, like, when I got out of my truck, I was like, you know, scratching the back of my neck, thinking to myself, like, should I? No, I shouldn't. Yeah, what if? And then I was trying to justify it. I was like, what if Aaron calls? What if my wife calls? Yeah, I better be ready. So I put them motherfuckers in, and it's just like I was walking everywhere with them. So much respect was given. They didn't even know my ass. Probably thought I owned an NBA team or some shit. If you want to seem like a baller, if you want to seem like a rich prick, wear AirPods. Straight up, son. You got some shit going on in your life? Wear some AirPods. Like, I'm being serious. People will part the seas for you, son. Straight up baller status. And I should have known it, too. I run a store for a living, and I have my UPS man come in. He comes in, and he's, like, wearing one AirPod. And it's like, he looks so gangster doing it. He's just like, oh, yeah, look at me. I'm fly as fuck. And you're thinking to yourself, like, yeah, he is fly. Like, why is he fly right now? It's the AirPod. Yeah. I'm telling you, people, don't diss until you try it. That's what I always say. Oh, cold beverage. But, you know what's funny? It's like Costas sunglasses. I have a pair, and I'm over here calling them Costas. My bad. Costa sunglasses are like the same fucking things, but instead of your ears, it's for your eyes. Like, if you got a pair of Costa sunglasses, straight up the same feeling, dude. People like, oh, this dude's rich as shit. He's wearing a pair of Costas. And it's like, yeah, I am. What's up? Now, some of y'all people thinking, what's he talking about? Brother, you wear a pair of Costas and a pair of AirPods at the same fucking time? Buddy, you can ask for the fucking White House and people gonna give it to you. Straight up, oh my God. I have not worn both yet. I need to wear both. Shit, so much untold potential right there. God, buddy, if you don't have a pair of Costa sunglasses, you need to go get you a pair. Or be like somebody I know, which your mama bought him a pair. Not going to lie, my mama bought my pair. I don't give a fuck. Like, my mama's always buying me weird shit, like random shit. And I don't care if I'm a grown man, old man, your mama's your mama. She just randomly shows up one day like, boy, I got you some fancy-ass sunglasses. I'm like, I look at them like, Mom, these are Costas. These are like fucking $300. She's like, yeah, I was just thinking about you. And I was like, damn, like what? Like, you going to really deny that? Like, your mama just gives you a pair of $300 sunglasses? Like, no, you're not going to deny that. You're going to rock those things, and you're going to be like a baller. And then your wife buying you some AirPods. I didn't even buy, well, no, technically, if you want to think about it, I did buy the AirPods. That did come out of our account. But she will fight that and say she bought them. So, anyways, I didn't buy shit. Yeah. What? I'm a winner. Winner, chicken dinner. By God, I'm going to walk into KFC with those bastards on. Both. I bet you I get a fucking free McChicken or something. Or Chicken Junior or whatever they fucking sell. Buddy. Untold potential, boys and girls. If you want to feel like a baller, wear Costa sunglasses and AirPods at the same time. Straight up. I don't know how that could be more baller status than that. God, buddy. But no, the AirPod shit, though. That happened. Like I said, every bit of that was true. It was weird as shit. Like today, like, just walking around, people just get, like, nodding at you. Like, they know. Like, they're like, wow, that dude. What's up? Respect. And it's like, yo, okay, what's up? All right. This dude just randomly nodded at me. I'm like, okay, I feel cool. Oh, shoot. Buddy, I tell you what, though, after today, I tell you what, your boy has been trying to do money moves, son. Yeah, I run a business for a living, and there is no more powerful way of communication than word of mouth. I don't care if you tweeting it, hashtagging it, Instagramming that shit, fucking throw it on a billboard. Ain't nothing more powerful than word of mouth. It's just, it's powerful. It's just, it's still, you go back to it. It's like, hey, check this dude's Instagram out. Or, hey, check this out. Or, hey, I saw this. He said, she said, Ben said this, Ashley said that bullshit. And it's like, you hear this and it's like, word of mouth spreads so much faster than anything else. So what did I do? I'm spreading my podcast through other podcasters. I've been getting with other podcasters in different groups, you know, getting with people, talking about sharing my podcast with people. They're sharing theirs with mine, and it's been awesome. So I've been doing that today, and let me tell you guys, I have gotten a lot of love, respect. There's a lot of podcasts out there, a lot of good ones. Like, I have listened to some great ones today, and when I say I listened to them, your boy listened. He straight up just said, oh, yeah, yeah. When I say it, I do it. Which I've said some pretty weird shit, so, but I did it. But no, it's just respect. Like, it's awesome to get the, because all I want is feedback. I want to know what people think. I want to know what you think. You know, not everybody's going to like this, you know? I like beer. A lot of people hate beer. I like whiskey. A lot of people hate whiskey. I like McDonald's. A lot of people hate McDonald's. I like blue skies and nice sunsets. Some people out there, there's some people out there fucking hate that shit. So you can't please everybody. But with that, I did give a lot of people, I heard a lot of people out today. Like I said, listen to a lot of podcasts. And like always, you boys always out here trying to give some love. We're, you know, give credit where credit's due. The four podcasts I kind of really listened to today, I'll actually listen more to them. I mean, more than four. And I'm going to talk about the rest of them probably Thursday when I do my other podcast. But like the first four I listened to today, the first one was Try Not to Laugh. It was a good one. It was really funny. Very clean. This dude's got the cleanest mic. Like, you could hear him sweat, boys. I'm telling you. Like, he had a clean sound, crisp sound. I mean, I liked it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed all of these, actually. Always Pick Last. And that one's just a group of guys that just get around and just bullshit. They talk about, you know, movies they've seen, beers they drunk. You know, just guys being guys, buddies. And I like that aspect of it. You know, they're just guys being guys. Terror Tales. That one was, it was different, definitely interesting. And like I said, that one's going more for a horror genre kind of thing. So if you like horror genre, which I do, I love me some slasher flicks, give that one a listen to. But like I said, that's more the horror genre take. And then another interesting one I listened to today was the Great British Mickey Waffle. And basically, it's a guy and his group of mates. They're British, by the way. They get together and they talk about, well, you know, Disney. And, you know, they just, different things, you know, attractions, you know, things at Disney, Disney movies, Disney attractions, and just a bunch of different things. I haven't listened to all their podcasts. I listened to a couple. But, I mean, they had a really great sound. And plus, they're British. Like, God, I wish I was British for crumpets and tea, mate. No, that's not. Crikey, no, that's Australian. Gosh, he's a wanker. No, wank. Is Brit? I don't even know. I'm not even gonna try that. So scratch that. But yeah, all of them, awesome podcasts. I liked them, and I subscribed to them. So like I said, they got a follow from me. They listened to mine. They thought. I got some good feedback from them. Like I said, that's all it's about. When you give love, you're going to get love back. And that's how the world's going to rotate, guys. That's how the world's going to rotate. I'll tell you what. I'm going to be real for a second. Like, anybody listening right now, if you want to do anything, go do it. It's like today, I heard from a buddy of mine on Facebook. You know, he was real. He's like, man, I'm tired of this grind. I'm just, you know, I'm not living my dreams, not doing me, not having fun. Buddy, and I told him before, I know this guy closely. the man wants you to be a robot. And you guys are about to say, man, this dude's getting too real. Buddy, the man wants you to be a robot. He wants you to work 9 to 5. He wants you to go home, eat, sleep, repeat. Find the little things in life. You don't have to be the star of attention. If you want to go out and, you know, go shooting or go deer hunting or go fishing or play some 3-on-3 basketball, or if you just want to go out and collect marbles and rocks and shit, do you. Just do you. Get you a hobby and break that aspect of life where you're just doing that 9-to-5 grind, because they ain't going to do nothing but hurt you. Believe that. That's why I got back into podcasting. I used to have a different podcast, like I said before. And it's just, you know, I got into that 9-to-5 grind. I got to where, you know, I came home after day of work, sat on the couch. Hell, I didn't even drink my beer. Something was definitely wrong then, boys. I'm telling you. And, you know, thought to myself, like, is this really all it is? Is just coming home, eat, sleep, repeat. And it was. I let it consume me, and that's all it was. Do not do that. Find something to do. I don't care what it is. If it's fucking watching porn, do something to do. Do something. but just get out and do something, man. It's just whoever's listening, man, woman, whatever, kid under 13, over 13, whatever. Just go do something. Just don't do that 9-to-5 grind all the time. Like I said, I do it. But just don't do it all the time. You know, life's life. Life's a bitch. But say fuck life and go do something different. That's what it's about. It's paving off that. And like I said, he wants to be an inspiring musician. And he's been in a band for so long. But he was like, man, I've lost my roots. I haven't done this in a long time. I haven't done this and that. And it's like, man, pick up your guitar and go play some motherfucking music. I mean, I could be an inspirational talker. Oh, yeah. God, buddy. I tell you what. If they gave free beer, I would. That's what I'm going to say. Sir, can you talk at our next event? Yes. Yes, I can. What's in it for me? We'll give you $2,000-$3,000. Nope. Make it $1,500 and all the beer you can buy. What? Sir, we can't do this. This is elementary school. Like I said, all the beer you can. I'd be fucked up drunk at elementary school trying to talk about wisdom and shit. Like, yo, like slobbering and shit. Man, I'll tell you what. Oh, shit. Talking about kids. Like, you know the trend. Like, you know I love talking about trends. I love talking about trends and making fun of say trends. The trend right now, and I know it's been a trend for a while, but it just hit home today. But the word fire. Like, to this dude comes, this, like, young kid comes into my store, and he just, every other word, fire this, fire that, man, that's fire. And just, buddy, it hit home. I was like, what the hell? What's this guy talking about? And one of my employees was like, dude, that's what they say. Like, that means something's good. And I was like, really now? Intriguing. So you just say fire after everything. Like, she's like, yeah, you know, this movie was fire. This food was fire. Oh, excuse me. And I was like, okay, I can do that. Buddy, the whole rest of the fucking day, I was saying fire that, fire this. I saying it so fucking much. I got home. I said fire out loud. My fucking wife fucking sprinted, said fire. Where the fuck's the fire? And I was like, but baby, I said this show was fire. Son, she about beat my ass straight up. She was mad. She was like, boy, you say fire like that one more time, we're going to have a problem. I was like, damn. All right. That was not fire. That was cold. Cold as ice. She didn't think that was funny either. Oh, wifey. But no, that's the thing. That's the thing is like, yo, and shout out to my boy, John. Oh, John, if you're listening, if you listen to this new episode, you're my boy. I give John a shout out because I asked him, like, you know, when I first started my podcasting back, you know, and I don't think he listened to my old podcast, but I was like, hey, you know, listen to episode 1, 2, give me some feedback. And I was like, okay. And then I asked him today, I was like, hey, you listen to my podcast? He goes like, no, I forgot. And I was like, oh, shit. Then the dude's my boy, so he listens to all of it. So, But yeah, we went to high school together and everything. But no, John, like, what happened, man? It's just like we got so old. Like I said, time don't wait for nobody, son. It's just, we've always hip. I always thought we was. We was always the hip dudes. Well, he was always a year older than me, but still, you know, John was pretty cool. I know I was pretty cool. But it's just like everything changes. It's just like you don't know what's cool or not. Like, who would have thought, if I was in high school back in the day, the word fire would have been, buddy, Lord knows if I said that back then, people would actually think it was a fire. Like my wife, like straight up, fire, whole school would have been evacuated. Then here my ass is like, Brandon Carter, why'd you say fire out loud? Oh, well, you know, that's what the kids do. Oh, buddy, times have changed. Another trend, the taste bud challenge. Now, this one's fucking weird. If you're a guy listening right now, I'm sorry I'm about to say this, but it is about, it's a challenge about dipping your nuts in soy sauce. Straight up, you dipping your two lug nuts in a cup of soy sauce. Now, on the other hand, I have tried it. And that shit is weird, like, because you do kind of feel something. So I dip my nuts in all types of shit. Hot sauce, vanilla extract, fucking, I thought about ranch, but I'm not even going to go there. My wife was not happy about that. She looked at me with disgust. Actually, I thought she was giving me googly eyes at first, and they were not googly eyes. She straight up, those were eyes of disgust. She was very disappointed in my ass. She was like, did you seriously just dump your nuts in those? And I have to, I didn't even comment. I was just like, no, maybe. What kind of answer do you want? Do you want me to give you an answer? So if you're a guy and you hear this, do not try this at home. And if you do, do not tell your lady friends or wives that this ever came from me. Cause I don't want to get death messages saying you told my husband to dip his nuts in the shit. No, I didn't. Believe me. I bet that's the last thing he dumped his nuts in. You know what I'm saying? but don't get my ass killed. So do not repeat my name. Oh, honey, it's okay. Brandon told me to do it. No, he didn't. Brandon don't know you. I'm just kidding. I'm a friend. But I won't. Nah. Not telling you to go dump your nuts and something. I did it, but yeah, I'm a weird motherfucker. I was like, damn it. And I could, it's like, you know, like, have you ever had that time you're doing something and you actually kind of psychologically have the two little people on your shoulders? Like, I had that. And it's like I had myself on one side, like, dude, do it. Dump your nuts into something. And then on the other shoulder, it was like my dad. It was weird. It's like my dad was there. It's like, whoa, what? Yo, dad, what you doing here? And it was like, boy, if everybody jumped off a bridge, would you? And it's like, no, I don't want to die. This is dumping your nuts into something. Believe me, it could be worse. Oh, buddy. I could just picture him saying that. If everybody jumped off a bridge. My dad says the most generic shit. Like the bridge thing. He has said that to me in real life. Like, if everybody jumped off a bridge. Like, no, of course not. Like, how much money did they get paid first off? And if it was a lot of money, then maybe. Okay? But no, I just do not go jumping off bridges because everybody else did. God, fucking people were eating Tide Pods. I didn't eat none of them motherfuckers. Fuck that. Buddy, if you're going to eat Tide and shit, just fucking take it out the bottle. I'm telling you what. Oh, excuse me. Oh. And with the podcasting and stuff, like I said, I got a lot of feedback and a lot of good feedback, a lot of feedback I wanted. But I tell you what, it's like everybody's just, I love how everybody's so nice. And, you know, it's like, but I was looking for like feedback, like actual hard ass feedback, like punch me in the face feedback. But nothing really bad came back. I mean, some people like, you know, you make some noises when you drink and stuff like that. But motherfucker, I like them noises. That's part of me. I want you to think that you're here sipping it with me. And if you're not, then you're regretting not being here sipping it with me. That's what it's all about. You hear that taste and you're like, oh shit, that sounds good. It is good. It is. Like this beer tastes delicious right now. Ah. emphasis on the but no, it was just got a lot of good feedback. And like I said, I listened to a lot of good podcasts, guys. It's just, like I said, I love the love. Love the love. I'm a hippie when it comes to this shit. I love the love, man. But no, and like I said before, that word of mouth, does nothing travels faster than that. And like I said, I always give credit where credit's due. If you guys got a good podcast, I'm going to tell people you got a good podcast. I want to talk about your podcast on my podcast. But do the same for Brandon. You know, if you like it. If you don't, don't. Nah, fuck it. Like I said, I'm doing it for me. And that's like what I do for everything. Believe it or not, my whole start of podcasting came a couple years ago. I used to do stand-up, believe it or not. I've been in 5 stand-up shows, and I have won all 5. Yes, I guess. Yay, Brandon. Yay. Oh, humble. Pat on the back and shit. Yeah. But yeah, I have been in 5 comedy stand-up shows, and I have won all 5. So I'm 5 for 5, baby. What is up? And two of them was before I met my wife, and then the rest were when I met my wife. And she came up to me, she was like, "You are naturally funny." And I was like, "Baby, I'm all natural." And she really did think I was lying. I'm hairy as a motherfucker. But no, it was just, when I do stand-up, when I do this, when I talk, people are like, "How you get this information? How you do this?" I tell you what, man, I should have a camera, like a fucking pog. I should be like, okay, like the Predator. You know how he has that little fucking thing, cannon that comes off his shoulder and shit? I need that with a fucking, like, one of them pro cameras. That's what it is. One of them pro cameras. And I need that on my shoulder recording what I do, because I'm telling you what, man, you guys are missing. Because, like I said, some funny shit happens, and sometimes I don't know why it happens with me around it. It's like, why am I here to enjoy all of this types of fuckery? And then I'm thinking about, that's what it's about. God wants me to tell people about this shit. That's real. I mean, I don't know if he does or not, but it's happening. But no, it's just, man, I've been in the game for a long time, and just now I need to get strong with it. The force is strong, you know what I'm saying, with this one. But, God, buddy, making people smile is what it's about. Making people laugh, smile, go chuckle. That's what life's about for me. Using what my gift for is, what gift for is. Wow, I sound super hick right then. It's what my gift's for. You know, making people laugh, making people smile. And if you're not smiling, you're not laughing. Then go fuck yourself. Life's not that horrible. Believe me, son. Believe a me. It's just, that's what it's about, man. That's what this podcast's about. You know, I have a lot of people like, "Man, what's your thing? What's your theme?" Random shit. I just talk about everything. Whatever comes to my mind at that time when I drink that last drink, what's going in my head at that second. Random shit. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know. Oh, gosh. Oh shit, it's like, you know, like last podcast, it's like I was talking about TikTok and shit, and I saw some other videos today, boy. I just don't know, you know, there's people out there that get millions of likes, and you think to yourself, like, how the fuck is this possible? This dude didn't do shit and he's getting all these likes. Like, how? Like, tell me how. And it's just like you analyze it, and it's just like, there's no fucking way. Well, your boy Brandon's over here on TikTok on his lunch break, just chilling. And I'm scrolling through, and I see this dude, he's like 20, 21 years old, and his eyes are like fucking like puffed the fuck out. He looks like he's been crying. His eyes all red and shit. You don't know what the fuck you know he's crying. And then he's like, this caption comes above his head, and he's like, I forgot what it said, but it's like, life's tough, and you don't know what life. It was saying some pity shit. Buddy, this dude had 3.2 million likes, 200,000 goddamn comments, and I think to myself, like, what the fuck? So I go check this dude's comments, and dude, let me tell you something. every woman in the world was commenting on this dude's stuff. Like, oh, honey, it'd be okay. I love you. I'm here for you, boo. Like, all this. And it's just, like, straight up, like, what the fuck? And it's not like I was jealous for the guy because I'm married. I don't care about that shit. I'm talking about, like, I look at it this way. If it's real, real painful shit, I'm not going to put it on social media. That's just me. I mean, you might think I'm a hard ass or something. I'm just not going to put it out there. Fucking dog just died. I'm not going to put it on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. Like, I'm not going to do that. But this dude over here, like, he didn't even say what happened to him. He's just showing tears, man. And these people going fucking nuts. Buddy, if that was my ass, my mama would beat my ass so bad she beat the white off of it. She'd be like, boy, I tell you, bam, 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 with the right and the left, asking me what the fuck I'm crying about. She'd be like, boy, I pay all your bills, bam, bam, bam. What you got to cry about? You got a new Xbox, bam, bam, bam. Like, I could see it now, son. I could picture it now. My mama hard ass, dude. Hard ass. My mama give no fucks for nobody. And she's definitely not going to give no fucks for me crying about some shit. But no, this dude was like little ass dude, probably 20, 21. He was sitting in his room about to cry. And some motherfuckers out here like, baby boo, I got you. Like, no, my mom bet like I got ass whooping for you, boy. Like, that's the shit that I would have had. Imagine that. You know, it's just, I don't understand it at all. I don't understand it. It's just, to me, it's just like, how, why, and who? The answer to that equation will not be answered by me. Definitely not today. But it's just, I couldn't figure it out. Like I said, if that was my ass, I'd have been beat up black and blue, son. I'd have been looking like a different dude. But, nope. I mean, it's like, hell, you guys remember when that college came out and said it was going to try to take out money for like a safe zone so students can go in and cry and stuff like that. Like, when my mom heard that, she straight up, like, she thought I was part of that group. She was like, boy, let me tell you, if you was part of that, I'd have beat you silly, son. And I was like, mom, fuck, one, calm the shit down. Two, I'm already graduated college. Like, what the fuck? And she straight up like, it don't matter. If you was in that crying group, I'd beat your shit. And I was like, oh, God. Thanks there, mom. Like, God damn. Buddy, chill. But my mom gives no fucks for nobody, son. She don't. My mom don't play that pick-pack, paddywhack shit. She don't go for crybabies. But that's kind of, that's the time we live in right now. You know, it just, men, take some pride. That's all I'm saying. Men, take pride. If you a man, be a guy, be a fucking man. Big dick swinging, busting the door man. But hell, I know everybody's trying to get attention these days. You know, you got social media, and you got all this, and you got this, and you got that. Hell, but you see some guys, they wearing a fucking bra and some thongs to get likes and get attention. And like, people are like, oh my God, this dude's so funny. Like, like, buddy, like, straight up, son, take some pride in that shit. You wouldn't catch me in no fucking thong. And you definitely wouldn't catch me in some kind of woman wear. And I'm not bashing against it. I'm just saying, what's the line? People are going so past the line. There ain't no line no more. They're just like, man, what can I do to get lots of likes? Next thing you know, dude's going to be sucking all types of dicks online. And just like, I ain't gay, but I suck a dick to get all the likes. No, fuck that. Fuck that. I ain't sucking no dick for no likes. That's too much. But watch it. Watch it. You heard it from me first. You heard it from me first. That's what's going to happen. All of a sudden, you're going to see this, you know, all of a sudden they dressing up like women now. And the thing is, like, if you're gay or you're drag and you're doing that, that's fine. I'm all about that. You be you. But if you're straight doing that, but you're doing it trying to get the likes and the comments and this and that, what's next? Sucking dick. Straight up. Don't be that. You know, don't do what I say. Do you, but that's how I look at it. It's just like, man, what's next? Like, God, like, fuck, Jesus. Buddy. Man, I'm on over here on a podcast, and I'm all about that. You know, I want people to listen to my podcast. I want people like me. I think I'm a pretty cool dude, but I ain't going to suck no dick about it. Fuck that. I suck titties. Woman titties. Now, after my wife hears this, I probably won't suck a titty for a long time, but like I said, you live and learn. Oh, God. That beer got warm fast. Shit. That's a warm-ass beer, boy. I need, like, that's what somebody needs to invent, like a koozie. You put your beer in, and it chills it for you, and then when you pull it out, it's cold again. My God, I patent it. I patent it, you son of bitches. I'm telling you what, if you take this down and jot it down and make something out of it, I'm telling you what, I want 2%. I want 2% of the royalties. I know someone's gonna make shit out of that. They're gonna like, oh shit, Brandon's right. This dude's spitting a lot of wisdom. What if there was a koozie that just chilled your beer and then you pulled it out every now and then? Like a little mini cooler for like just a mini singular cooler for your beer. Shit be dope. Oh gosh. It's been a good day, guys. It's been a good day. Like I said, this podcast is just about having fun. You're drinking with your boy, Brandon. We're talking about some random shit and just having fun with it. And like always, if you're not having fun, then what the fuck's it for? But giving a lot of love to a lot of people. Like I said, shout out to all the podcasters out there that I've talked to today. Thank you. Thank you for your feedback. Shout out to John, my boy, my homie, my friend. Thank you. Like I said, you know, you're my friend. You don't have to lie to me. I'm just kidding. You got to lie to me. But I'm hoping you're enjoying the podcast, my friend. I'm doing it for everybody. Like I said, I got so much feedback. And this is before the podcasters. Like, I had just feedback from my friends that was just like from the old podcast. I was like, dude, get back into it. Let's see. You know, I loved it. I was listening to you almost every day, all this. And then, like I said, I got into the 9-to-5 and I branched out. And just, like I said, life's a bitch. It's like a big old bitch that you just, you know, you don't like, and it just fucks you up. Not in the good way either. Like, it just fucks you up. And I was coming home, working, eat, sleep, repeat. And it's just like, it after you do it so many times, everything you're doing just drifts away. Like I said, hell, there was like a time, hell, I didn't touch my Xbox or PlayStation for like, damn it, man. I say about 3-4 weeks. Didn't even touch it. Didn't even turn it on or nothing. I was just like, and that's not me. You know, I'm all about, you know, doing something. But then, like I said, I get that 9-to-5 grind. I'm over here doing this, that. I get home. I eat, sleep, repeat. Fuck that. Like I said, if you're out there listening, you get up and you go get you a hobby. I don't care what the fuck it is. Okay? You go do it. I don't care if it's fucking trying to be a bartender, if it's playing video games, if it's goddamn going out duck hunting, deer hunting, something, go do it. Just do not do this 9-to-5 bullshit. Man, do not be a robot. That's all I'm saying. Too many goddamn robots in the world. Don't be one of them. Fortune cookie note from Brandon. Oh, what are those called? Proverbs? Yeah, Proverbs. Proverb 1, Brandon, don't be a robot. Side note, don't be a bitch. Oh, buddy, we're going to have a good time with this. Like I said, thank you guys. Thank you everyone that's listening. Have a good time. I know I have, and I have a good time. Like, now that I'm being serious about this and I'm learning as I'm going, like I said, this is episode 3, son. It's going to get better as it goes. It's just how it is. It's me. You know, if you know me, you know I do everything 100% or 99.9% complete. But we're going to go hard with it. You know what I'm about. You know what I bring to the table. I'm always going to be there for everybody. If you listen to me, and you subscribe and you're a follower, believe this, I will give you a follow and I will give you a subscribe. And believe me, like I said, I listened to all these podcasts that you guys gave me today and I enjoyed every bit of it. Like I said, I love the love, son. Bring it all day, every day, boy. All time. I'm not Big Willie's Pizza and Subs. Come get you a bite. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's my bread and butter. I like making friends with people. I like communicating with people. I like being heard. I like talking. So doing this has been probably some of the most fun I've had in a long time. So like I said, if you're listening, if you have any comments, shoot them to me. You know, Facebook it. Hey, the name's Brandon Cottle. I mean, it don't get no harder than that. Find me on Facebook. Send me a message. If you know me personally, send me a message. If you're a new podcaster, send me a message. If you think I'm doing something wrong, send me a message. But we're going to have fun with it. We're going to learn. And like I said, this is episode 3, baby. There's a lot to go. Like I said, I always have fun, and that's what it's about. So, guys, think from this. Go do you. Do something different. And don't be a robot. And have fun with it. Brandon out.